to the Tyler House Hunter Show with the Burks team on 97.5 FM KTBB and KTBB.com.
Good morning, East Texas. Welcome to the Tyler House Hunter Show. We are the Burks team of RE/MAX Professionals. Today, the show is hosted by Ben Burks and Rebecca Burks of the Burks team. Welcome, Ben.
Good morning.
Well, it's been a busy week at the Burks team this week, and we are going to start our show with the stats of what's going on in our local markets.
Yeah, we continue to see a low activity market. Last year at this time, which was down a lot from 2022, but last year 1,331 homes sold. That's down slightly to 1,247 thus far this year.
We look at the average sales price, $313,695. By this time last year was the average. That is up to $322,665 for this year.
The median also not terribly different, $275 last year, up slightly to $280 this year.
Days on the market were ticking up about this time last year, up to 55 average, and this year it's on up as well, 69.
And the median up from 29 last year up to 44 days on the market this year.
So we look at 1,247 already sold by this time from January to April. Active right now in a residential, 2,512. So that is quite a number when we only have sold 1,247 in 3.5 months.
Yeah, real estate markets on a whole are generally looked at months of inventory, how long it would take to sell every home that's on the market. Well, right now, 3.5 months, 1,247, 2,500 on the market, that's about 7 months. Historically, 5 to 6 months has been considered a balanced market. So as that has creeped up, that's really balance and starting to tip towards a buyer's market. So if you've been out there waiting to find, waiting for the market to drop, which does not happen very often. I just saw somebody post a chart, people waiting for the market to drop. It was like the last 40 years. There were only 2 years that real estate values went down, and one of them was 0.8% decline. So really only 1 year that values had actually really dropped. But in March was the first time we saw a little bit of a median sales price dip in our market since probably 2009, 2010. Right. So it's been a long time. So if you've been waiting for it to kind of tip to a buyer's market, you might be seeing that now.
You have waited, and it is time. Sometimes you wait too long and you missed it. I remember talking about in 2012, I think we're at the bottom. We kept saying by the end of this year, we think we're at the bottom and we're going to start recovering in the real estate market. It was a good time if you're going to buy now. And sure enough, we did start recovering. Prices started going back up. So we don't know if this is just a temporary little price fix a little bit, or is this going to continue to rise on the price, because we're hearing that still, that prices are going to tick up just a little bit this year. So that might happen.
Most experts do still predict prices to remain strong. Well, one place that it's really strong is just kind of a funny real estate news story. Last weekend was the Masters, anyway, right outside the Masters, as over the years, that's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and the club, Augusta National Golf Course, has gotten more prestigious. They have wanted to control the area around them, and so they just started buying everything they could, which it's kind of out there in Georgia, it's not New York City by any means. And so they just started buying up all the houses around them, all the land around them, bulldozing houses. Well, there's this one couple, the Thackers, that had lived in that neighborhood since the 50s. And they decided, we're not selling.
Right, and they had offers, continue to have offers. Matter of fact, there's a parking lot all around them. The club just doubled in size, and they have spent over $200 million purchasing 270 acres in one, two-thirds of an acre they cannot purchase, and they've not been able to purchase. It's a 1,900-square-foot, three-bedroom home, and it's across from Gate 3A at the Masters, or 6A. And so that is still a house.
And they've been trying to buy it for years, to the point they've offered millions of dollars for this 1950s-built home that all other things equal would be worth around $330,000. They've been offered millions of dollars. She's 92 now, still living. So it's like the movie Up. It's a real life scenario where they've been developed all around them. But I think it says a few things about real estate. One, mm-hmm. they actually owned another house in the neighborhood, apparently, that they sold for $1.2
million. To so when you think about that, that's a lot of money to live your life out when you're in your 80s, probably at the time when they sold and got $1.2 million. So that probably lasts the rest of their life. They don't need to sell this other house.
Well, it shows a few things. One, how important location is when you're buying a home. Probably in this case, buying so long ago, they were just really fortunate.
Yes.
Of where they bought. That probably wasn't a plan of theirs. But we can plan a little bit. We can look at where things are growing. Mm-hmm. And buy in that direction as things grow around me, that area increases in value. I mean, that's inevitable. We've seen a lot of growth in South Tyler and like the Cumberland shopping area. There's a neighborhood right across the street from that that's been there since the 80s. And, you know, they've seen their values explode upward as when we moved to Tyler 20-something years ago, that was very much out. You know, it mm-hmm. was on the outskirts. But things grew that way. Things grew up around them. And now those homes are fairly expensive.
Well, we still have one house sitting on Broadway. There's one house with commercial all around her, and she has stayed in her house.
There is, right by Panda Express. There's a house that's still there on South Broadway. But as we see the growth, some people mm-hmm. are afraid of growth, and you know, we've seen they're talking about expanding Old Jacksonville again. We've seen some people up in arms about that, and yes, it's a pain as they expand the road, and you live down there. I live in that area, but that brings with it more business, more jobs, and with that, higher real estate value. So if you're a homeowner, seeing those things is always huge. Another thing I think it says is the power of homeownership.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And when you don't own a home, if the Thatchers had been leasing, I promise you that landlord would have kicked them out a long time ago to sell to Augusta National. So if you want to stay in a place, and they cited their reasons. Their kids grew up there, and now grandkids have grown up there.
And great-grandkids, I think, they said.
So they have a lot of memories in this home.
And they said money's not everything, because if they got the 1.2 from another house, they don't need the money. So they want to keep the memories.
Yeah. So, but when you are renting, you can't control that. Usually you're renewing 1 year at a time, and you only have that stability for 1 year. And at any point that owner can decide we want to sell, we want more rent.
We want to move back in it.
We have that
We've
happen.
Had that happen, yes.
We have it happen where people move away for a little bit, and their plan is to come back, and they lease it out for 3 or 4 years, and then they're coming back, and they're going to move back into their home. So all of those things boil down to homeownership gives you a lot of freedom and a lot of stability.
Well, we need to go to commercial break. You're listening to the Tyler House Hunter Show. We are the Berks team of RE/MAX Professionals.
Your only local news radio. News, weather, talk. 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you about a team of real estate agents whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about the Berks team of RE/MAX Professionals. Now, they're a sharp team of real estate experts who service the entire Tyler Longview area and consistently leverage the highest price on hundreds of homes every single year. Now, because of that, if they can't sell your home at a price and deadline that you agree to, they will buy your home. I've met the Berks and know why thousands of happy Tyler Longview area homeowners, well, they trust the Berks team. If you need to sell a home in East Texas, take my advice. Call the Berks team. Go online at TylerHouseHunters.com or LongviewHouseHunters.com. Or just Google the Berks team.
Inflation, inflation, inflation. It's affecting even insurance rates. They have skyrocketed this past year, with some companies taking 3 rate increases in just this year alone. This is Jim Tolman. I've been an agent 35 years. Before you pay that insurance bill, call our agency, 509-1300, and we'll shop companies that you know, such as Travelers, Allstate, Progressive, Germania, and many more. JimTolmanInsurance.com. Jim Tolman Insurance, we're saving you money. Money is our number one goal.
Unlike homeowners insurance that only covers rare events like fire, theft, and severe weather damage, HWA protects you against life's everyday disasters, the mechanical and appliance breakdowns that wreak havoc on your routine and your budget. Be prepared, not surprised. Call Home Warranty of America at 888-HWA-RELY. Learn more at HWAHomeWarranty.com. Terms and conditions apply. HWA is proud to be part of the Berks team at RE/MAX Professionals right here in Tyler.
In today's economy, many are considering investing in real estate to build wealth, but have no idea where to start. That's where Crosspoint Management Group comes in. Whether you're a homeowner thinking of renting for the first time or a seasoned investor with multiple rental properties, Crosspoint is your source for leasing and managing your property. Every potential tenant is given a rigorous background check, assuring your property is only leased to the highest quality tenants. Crosspoint also makes sure your property complies with the latest legal requirements, reducing your liability. All the hassle of management is handled by Crosspoint, from maintenance to repairs to detailed monthly financial statements. With over 30 years of residential real estate management experience, the staff of Crosspoint Management Group have the know-how to handle your leasing and management needs. Visit them online at crosspointgroup.com. Voted number one property management company in back-to-back years by Locals Love Us, Crosspoint can take the worry out of property ownership. Visit crosspointgroup.com.
Are you afraid of a bug invasion? It's that time of year when termites, fleas, roaches, ants, and yes, bed bugs can strike. Make sure that you are bug-free the entire summer. Turn to the pros at East Texas Pest Control. They've been getting rid of bugs for decades. East Texas Pest Control can take care of your bug problem permanently. Give them a call at 903-729-0831, 903-729-0831, and be bug-free forever.
Storm damage, debris on your roof, leaves clogging up your gutters? Call R&S Roofing for a free inspection of those potential roofing problems. R&S Roofing is now offering a $100 a year roof maintenance program that'll cover 2 yearly maintenance cleanings and repairs for your roof and gutters. The experienced staff at R&S has been in the roofing and construction business for over 20 years, and they know how to do things the right way. Call them today at 903-630-5008. That's 903-630-5008. R&S Roofing, installing trust daily.
This is the Tyler House Hunter Show on 97.5 KTBB-FM and KTBB.com.
Welcome back to the Tyler House Hunter Show. We are the Berks team at RE/MAX Professionals, talking about all things real estate, buying, selling, investing in real estate. You can reach, we have an agent standing by on duty. If you have any questions, 903-561-2600. Well, one thing we don't talk about near as much is commercial real estate. We get this a lot on the residential side where, and since 2020. People have been waiting and waiting and waiting, and values have gone up and up and up, and it hasn't happened yet. Is people are waiting on this impending foreclosure boom, and we have not seen that at all on the residential side. They've gone up, but back up to more of a normal rate after foreclosures were banned for a while. I think people thought there would be this big backlog. I kind of thought that would be the case, but that didn't really happen. But one place that a lot of trouble is starting to brew is in the commercial real estate markets. And if you're out there and you don't know much about commercial real estate, they have very different financing. Most people buying a home, they're doing a 30-year fixed rate loan. Their payment is the same for 30 years. You just keep paying and, you make that payment for 30 years and it's yours. Commercial real estate does not work that way at all. There are very few fixed rate mortgages. They adjust. And in a lot of cases, they actually have a balloon payment. And if you don't know what that is, you have a set monthly payment, but you have a lump sum payment.
You have to pay it off.
You have to pay it off fully. Usually that's 5 years or maybe 7 years of time. Well, the thought is most commercial owners carry debt forever. Their goal is not to pay it off, so they just get into this thing 5 years, and then I'm going to get a new loan. There have been a few things that happened. Interest rates have gone nuts is the biggest thing.
So some of them are coming to the end of their five-year or seven-year note, and the balloon is ready to pop. And so they have to refinance or come up with all this money. Well, commercial, they don't come up with all that money. Like you said, they keep debt, and the payments they rent offsets that debt, and they make money. That's how they make money. So how do they come up with all this money, or what do they do? Well, when you talk about adjustable rate, if they did an adjustable rate, there's so many percent it can go up based on the market at the current time when it's ready to renew. So if you look at if it's going to go up 2% or 3%, just think what that does to their numbers. And that's a big increase, chunk of change that their payments are going to change. So if you don't have the balloon and you're fortunate enough you did an adjustable rate, you still are going to take a big hit.
You're going to take a big hit. You're probably looking at your interest rate doubling on commercial real estate right now. You could get 4-4.5% at the bottom. When commercial real estate mm-hmm. pays a little bit higher, but oftentimes those now are 8.5-9% rates, so significantly higher. Also, there's a nationwide trend of office vacancies.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And especially when you look at these really large office buildings or big towers in Dallas. We don't have as much of that here, but there's plenty of six-story office buildings in Tyler. A lot of these have big vacancies. So my rent is way, way down. In some cases, completely vacant office buildings where you had a big tenant who moved out, and then now my payment doubles. And so
the numbers just aren't there.
The numbers aren't there. And when you're looking at a balloon payment, okay, well, I need to get a new loan, so I have to have a new appraisal, and an empty office building all of a sudden doesn't have a lot of value. And so what we've seen is this new story out, commercial real estate foreclosures in March were up 117% year over year. So crazy.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Crazy increases.
Now, this is just not locally. This is nationwide.
This is nationwide.
This is not happening here in Tyler. That we have not run the numbers. We looked at this as a nationwide.
Right. This is nationwide, and there are not near as many commercial foreclosures as there are residential, just because there's not as many commercial buildings. Just for example, even California, our most populous state, there was only 187 foreclosures in the whole state. But that's up 400% year over year in the state of California, which Texas was another big one. And so we've seen there's some real cracks in commercial real estate. There was a story out of St. Louis. If you didn't see this, it's one of the wilder real estate stories I've ever seen. An office building, formerly it was the one AT&T Center, 44-story building, 1.46 million square feet. And what happened, AT&T moved out. When AT&T was there, this building sold in 06 for $205 million. Well, now it's just sold for $3.6 million.
So $205 million.
$3 million.
I'm trying to think, do the math. That's a lot of millions.
It's a lot of millions. $201 million drop, 98% reduction, because now all it is a massive liability. It's 1.4 million square feet. Nobody offices there. It has property taxes. The maintenance on a skyscraper is astronomical to keep up. And so these, there are people maybe trying to buy them and figure out something else they can do with it. But the office market's really bad, and filling 1.4 million square feet is not an easy task when a lot of businesses have more work from home.
Yes.
We've seen a trend where businesses want to consolidate onto one campus. So previously, companies like AT&T, they maybe had a headquarters in 20 different states. You know, they had one in St. Louis and one in Dallas. There was even a big AT&T here in Tyler. And so they had all these big businesses all over the place, and a lot of companies have looked, why do we need a presence in all these different states? So you've seen more consolidation into one campus, more work from home.
And who loses all this money? Talk a little bit about how who are the buyers of these commercial buildings. It's usually not individuals.
Yeah, a lot of people picture just some rich guy owns that skyscraper. There are very few people that are that rich, just a handful of people. And so usually they are owned by pension funds, retirement funds, and real estate investment trust. And so you can go buy into these companies in your IRA or 401k. Pension funds like Teachers Retirement Fund, they probably buy some big time real estate like that. So it impacts a lot more than what you're thinking. A lot of people are thinking, oh, it's the super rich, but it trickles down into people's retirement funds.
Yes, you have to think about those when those buildings get foreclosed and those funds drop. That does affect a lot of individuals. So it's not, like you said, just one rich guy that lost those millions, or bank. You know, they foreclosed on the bank, and so the bank's the one that is losing as well, and that does affect all of us. So anyway, thank goodness this wasn't a local commercial real estate we were talking about. That is the national stats on that. Well, you're listening to the Tyler House Hunter Show. We need to go to a news break. We'll be back after these messages.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, Monday at 11 on your only local news radio, KTBB and KTBB.com.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. A House vote due today on aid packages for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine.
We have been clear since October, since we put forth the original, obviously, National Security Supplemental, how critical it was to get that Ukraine aid to the brave people of Ukraine who have been fighting to protect their democracy.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Friday. An update Friday from Maryland to Governor Wes Moore 3 weeks after cargo ship accidentally hit and collapsed Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The current task, he says, removing containers from that ship.
Every single one of these containers When they are empty, they are about 1.5 to 2.5 tons.
Now, the state, he says, will also be providing aid to Baltimore area businesses that have been affected by that bridge disaster. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, with every election, there are issues that directly impact your family's future. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here, and the same is true for your real estate transactions. Now, when you sell your home, you need to speak to one of the agents right here in town that will get you the most money with the least hassle. I'm talking about the Berks team of RE/MAX professionals. Now, knowing the facts when you vote and when you sell your home is always important. That's why you should check out the value of your home in today's market. When you know the accurate value, you are better equipped to make an informed decision with all the options laid out for you. You know, options like an instant offer or just put it on the market and get more money than you expected. Just go to the website, find out your home's value in seconds. If you need to sell a home in East Texas, take my advice. Go online at TylerHouseHunters.com or LongviewHouseHunters.com or just Google the Berks team and get your home's real value in today's market in just seconds, and then you can start packing.
Did you know homeowners insurance doesn't cover everyday problems with your home's mechanical systems and appliances? Home Warranty of America does. Their exclusive 13-month contract prepares you for life's everyday disasters and helps protect against costly repairs and replacements. HWA is proud to be part of the Berks team at RE/MAX Professionals here in Tyler. So call them at 888-HWA-RELY or learn more at HWAHomeWarranty.com. Terms and conditions apply.
In today's economy, many are considering investing in real estate to build wealth, but have no idea where to start. That's where Crosspoint Management Group comes in. Whether you're a homeowner thinking of renting for the first time or a seasoned investor with multiple rental properties, Crosspoint is your source for leasing and managing your property. Every potential tenant is given a rigorous background check, assuring your property is only leased to the highest quality tenants. Crosspoint also makes sure your property complies with the latest legal requirements, reducing your liability. All the hassle of management is handled by Crosspoint, from maintenance to repairs to detailed monthly financial statements. With over 30 years of residential real estate management experience, the staff of Crosspoint Management Group have the know-how to handle your leasing and management needs. Visit them online at crosspointgroup.com. Voted number one property management company in back-to-back years by Locals Love Us, Crosspoint can take the worry out of property ownership. Visit crosspointgroup.com.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Call Jonathan Pruner or Robert Duncan today at 903-596-0690 to see if you qualify to save 40% on your auto insurance.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Storm damage, debris on your roof, leaves clogging up your gutters? Call R&S Roofing for a free inspection of those potential roofing problems. R&S Roofing is now offering a $100 a year roof maintenance program that'll cover two yearly maintenance cleanings and repairs for your roof and gutters. The experienced staff at R&S has been in the roofing and construction business for over 20 years, and they know how to do things the right way. Call them today at 903-630-5008. That's 903-630-5008. R&S Roofing, installing trust daily.
Inflation. It's affecting even insurance rates. They have skyrocketed this past year, with some companies taking 3 rate increases in just this year alone. This is Jim Tolman. I've been an agent 35 years. Before you pay that insurance bill, call our agency, 509-1300, and we'll shop companies that you know, such as Travelers, Allstate, Progressive, Germania, and many more. JimTolmanInsurance.com. Jim Tolman Insurance, where saving you money is our number one goal.
This is the Tyler House Hunter Show on 97.5 KTBB-FM and KTBB.com.
Welcome back to the Tyler House Hunter Show. We are the Berks team of RE/MAX professionals. We also have Crosspoint Management Group. That is a place you can go and find a property for lease, and we take care of many properties, over 1,000 properties, so you can find available units on the website, crosspointgroup.com, if you're looking to move right away, or if you're looking to move in the future. Some are for May And you can give 30-day notice where you're living now, have plenty of time to go ahead and apply for one of the houses that are coming up soon. And if you're an investor, we offer free consultations. We can tell you how we can help you with managing your real estate. You can call 903-705-6587. That's crosspointgroup.com, and Crosspoint has an E on the end of it. We'd love to sit down and talk to you how we can help you.
Well, we're going to talk about some myths in the real estate market, and some of these are common things that we hear every day, and what the reality of the situation is. The thing we hear often right now is I should wait for rates to come down. Most experts, and I would agree that timing the market usually isn't good. It's just impossible. I think even on this show back in 2020, it looked like rates were just going to go up. Mm-hmm. And then COVID happened and interest rates went to an all-time low. And we probably sat around in March of 2020 and thought, like, our value's gonna plummet because of COVID. Nobody can leave their house.
Right.
And the exact opposite happened. And we're in this business every day. And so trying to figure out the market is very difficult. And trying to figure out interest rates, just a month ago, everybody thought interest rates were going to go down the rest of the year, right. And that is not held true.
Well, I would say purchase now, you can always refinance. There are several programs and where you can refinance. You have a property and they lower and they streamline your title policies cheaper because you just had one a few months ago or 6 months ago or a year ago. So there's some discounts for that when you refinance. So if you find a house, you can buy them and then, yes, just wait for them to fall while you already own the house. Because if they do fall, that might have prices go up a little bit when the market gets hotter for the buyers. They go, oh, interest rates, a lot of people might jump in the market. But I don't think they're going to fall that quickly and that low where we're going to see a ton of buyers get back in the market. But we'll see a little increase.
But if they did, if you're out there saying, I'm gonna wait till interest rates come back to 5%, I think if interest rates suddenly fell back to 5%, a huge jump in real estate activity. I think there'd be back to a lot more competing offers because all of a sudden it's way more affordable to buy a home. But
that's not predicted. I think 6% is predicted. Is, of course, you know what, predictions haven't always come true here. But if it goes back to 6%, that's a little bit of a reduction, so might not have that activity.
Market uncertainty impacts interest rates, and we just saw more conflict in the Middle East, more likelihood of war. Those kind of things happen, and they bring interest rates down as a reaction. Well, the other myth is that prices are going to crash. I'm going to wait on that. We kind of touched on that. Mm-hmm. I was talking about the chart. I saw 40 years of data and only two down years. So there are people, and we get this on the regular, there are people that have been waiting since 2005, saying prices are going to come down. I'm waiting on that. Well, even if prices peel back, let's say a few percent, which would be a big move in the real estate market. Let's say prices drop 3%. That's a large move. Well, those people still missed out. So they buy now. It came down 3%, but they missed out on the other 100% increase.
Yes, so true. Because they've been going up every year. So a 3% dip is not still back 5 years ago.
And most economists are not predicting a large crash. I think a lot of them are predicting flat to slightly up pricing. And those are, we talk experts are sometimes wrong, but for the most part, they're predicting flat to slightly up real estate prices.
Well, another myth that's out there is I won't be able to find anything to buy. And right now, as we talked about in our market, our inventory is looking pretty good for our number that we're selling. So it's still low, but the supply of homes for sale, it's growing, and we're adding more listings. So that does give you more options.
Yeah, you can definitely find a home to buy, and it can be a little bit competitive still if it's a very popular property. But for the most part, in most price ranges, there's a decent amount of inventory right now.
Yes. Well, another myth is I have to save enough for a 20% down payment, and we hear that so much today. There's articles after articles and people talk, you don't have to save for 20%. And where a lot of people think about the 20%, where that comes from, this myth comes from, is you don't have to pay the private mortgage insurance when you get to 20% if it's a conventional note. So I think a lot of people, that's just stuck in their mind. I need 20%. But that private mortgage insurance has lowered over the years because of foreclosures haven't been there as bad. So that number is not that much more added to your payment. So you can put down a lot less, as little as 3% or 0%. There's all kind of programs out there, so you don't have to wait.
Yeah, this is the probably the myth that persists the most, mm-hmm. and doesn't seem to want to go away. We get this all the time. To the point, if somebody says, oh, I'm trying to save up a down payment, the next question we have to ask is how much are you trying to put down? Because a lot of people think that's the case. There are even new programs. Jason at Azalea Mortgage has one. We were just talking about 1% down, and you can, that's not limited to area or only to veterans. Basically anybody that qualifies for the loan but can get that loan type. So there's 0%, 1%. I mean, our average sales price, 1% is $3,000. You're talking $3,000 down payment. So that myth has persisted. There's specialty programs. Jason has a lot available that he can help with if you want to reach him. His number is 903-520-1697 or azaleamortgage.com. But that is one of that's one that sticks around. And then one more myth is that I need to have stellar credit. I need to have a great credit score. You do have to pay your bills generally, but FHA, you can go down to a 580 credit score, which is not a great credit score, and you can still buy a home as low as 580. And so that's another huge one. It helps. 620 is kind of the gold standard where things are a little easier for you to qualify, but they can go all the way to 580.
Well, you might be listening and said, well, you just said $3,000. We don't have $3,000 to go buy a house extra sitting around, but you might be getting an income tax refund, and you might be getting $3,000 in the mail, or maybe more. Maybe you overpaid in your taxes and you're getting a great refund. That is a way to take that refund and buy a house and take advantage of that just money in the bank that you just got.
Another common area is gifts from family. A lot of first-time home buyers, you can be in certain loan situations, you can be gifted the down payment
from their income tax refund.
from their income tax refund.
You got that. You know what you can do with that, Mom, Dad?
Yeah, hopefully if they're gifting you the money, they're not relying on their tax refund to do it. But you can be gifted from family, especially if you're looking to get your first home.
There's a lot of ways to get to buy your first home. And we're here to help with the Berks team. We offer free consultations. We'll sit down there at the table and just talk to you about your goals, your needs, and what you're looking for in a property, how we can make that dream of home ownership come true for you. You can give us a call, 903-561-2600. And also, Jason Azalea Mortgage can sit down and help you if your credit score is not what it needs to be. He can come up with a plan of how you can do certain things and get that credit score up and advise you. A free consultation as well with him. Thank you so much for listening. We have to go to a break right now. We'll be back with some new listings coming soon and price improvements.
Take KTBB with you wherever you take your smartphone. Download the KTBB mobile app, free for Apple and Android, powered by Kelley Community Federal Credit Union.
Selling your home doesn't have to be stressful. You just need the right real estate agent that you can trust. Hi, it's Glenn Beck. And when it comes to real estate in East Texas, the agents I would work with, the Berks team from RE/MAX Professionals. Whether it's choosing a great selling price or knowing how to correctly market your home, the Berks team is the right choice for you. I met with them, I know them, and I can say the Berks team is committed to giving you the best experience when it comes to buying and selling a home. They have decades of experience and use cutting-edge technology. The Berks team, they have an amazing home value estimator that'll give you in a matter of seconds what your home is worth, the value of your home today. So if you're curious to find out what that is, go directly to the website, TylerHouseHunters.com. Once your curiosity is piqued, you can contact them directly. Let the Berks team use their skills and marketing strategies to sell your home quickly and for the most amount of money possible. Nobody markets better than the Berks team. Go to TylerHouseHunters.com now.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Call Jonathan Pruner or Robert Duncan today at 903-596-0690 to see if you qualify to save 40% on your auto insurance.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Have your carpets seen better days? Before you spend hundreds on replacing your carpet, contact Nortex Restoration and Carpet Cleaning at NortexRestoration.com or TylerCarpetCleaning.com. We offer peace of mind when sending one of our highly skilled technicians into your home. If you have high traffic areas, pet urine, or water, no problem. Our team can handle all of your carpet concerns. Thank you for allowing Nortex to be your Tyler Carpet Cleaning Specialist. Like us on Facebook, Nortex Restoration and Carpet Cleaning.
In today's economy, many are considering investing in real estate to build wealth, but have no idea where to start. That's where Crosspoint Management Group comes in. Whether you're a homeowner thinking of renting for the first time or a seasoned investor with multiple rental properties, Crosspoint is your source for leasing and managing your property. Every potential tenant is given a rigorous background check, assuring your property is only leased to the highest quality tenants. Crosspoint also makes sure your property complies with the latest legal requirements, reducing your liability. All the hassle of management is handled by Crosspoint, from maintenance to repairs to detailed monthly financial statements. With over 30 years of residential real estate management experience, the staff of Crosspoint Management Group have the know-how to handle your leasing and management needs. Visit them online at crosspointgroup.com. Voted number one property management company in back-to-back years by Locals Love Us, Crosspoint can take the worry out of property ownership. Visit crosspointgroup.com.
Are you afraid of a bug invasion? It's that time of year when termites, fleas, roaches, ants, and yes, bed bugs can strike. Make sure that you are bug-free the entire summer. Turn to the pros at East Texas Pest Control. They've been getting rid of bugs for decades. East Texas Pest Control can take care of your bug problem permanently. Give them a call at 903-729-0831. 903-729-0831 and be bug-free forever.
Storm damage, debris on your roof, leaves clogging up your gutters? Call R&S Roofing for a free inspection of those potential roofing problems. R&S Roofing is now offering a $100 a year roof maintenance program that'll cover two yearly maintenance cleanings and repairs for your roof and gutters. The experienced staff at R&S has been in the roofing and construction business for over 20 years, and they know how to do things the right way. Call them today at 903-630-5008. That's 903-630-5008. R&S Roofing, installing trust daily.
This is the Tyler House Hunter Show on 97.5 KTBB FM and KTBB.com.
Welcome back to the Tyler House Center Show. You're listening to the Burks team at RE/MAX Professionals. We're talking about all things real estate, buying, selling, investing in real estate. And we're about to go over our new listings and coming soon listings. And you can find the new listings on our website, TylerHouseHunters.com in Tyler and the surrounding areas, or LongviewHouseHunters.com in Longview and the surrounding areas. The coming soons won't. You won't be able to find those anywhere online yet, and we can't give out the address, but if you want a 24-hour head start on the open market, you can reach our agent on duty at the office, 903-561-2600. Well, this week we had a new listing at FM 19273, FM 756. That's a Tyler address, 75703 White House ISD. It is a 1/3 acre lot in Deerwood Estates, new on the market for $30,000.
In Jacksonville, it is 1615 Hillcrest Street, is now price improved. This is price improved from $195,000 now to $179,900. So take advantage of this new price. This is the Meadow Hill subdivision. It's on about 1/3 of an acre, 1931 square feet, and it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage.
If you're looking for a place to build, we have two lots being sold together, 24087 and 24081 Sunridge. That is in Lindale, a $10,000 price reduction to $60,000. The two lots combined are 0.643 acres, and that's in Garden Valley.
Speaking of Garden Valley, we have a new listing, but price improvement. This one is 24050 Red Azalea in Lindale, Garden Valley Estates, 1.589 acres, built in 2006. Price improved to $599,000.
We also have one at 1819 Tall Timber Drive in Tyler. That's in Tall Timber Estates. New price of $414,900. That is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-car garage. It's 2520 square feet, built in 2005.
Well, we have some coming soons. The first one is Story Place Estates. It's coming soon for $150,000. This will be a 5-bedroom built in 2001. Coming soon, that'll be $150,000.
We also have one coming soon in Chapel Woods. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1859 square feet, built in 2006. Coming on the market for $355,000.
In Tyler, this is Williamsburg Village subdivision, 2847 square feet, coming soon for $389,900.
We also have one, a garden home in Fairmont subdivision. It's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, 2501 square feet, coming on the market for $437,500.
In White House for $465,000, coming soon with a pool. That is a 4-bedroom, 2918 square feet, coming soon.
In Murchison, Calendar Lake area, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1725 square feet. It's built in 1970, 2.4 acres for $200,000.
Hideaway, we have one in Hideaway coming soon for $225,000. That's Hideaway Lake subdivision.
And then we have one in South Tyler, Brookside Park Edition. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, 2259 square feet. It's got quartz countertops, coming soon for $350,000.
Yes, and did we do the Tyler for North Drive? We have photos, so hopefully that one will be ready to go on the market next week at $270,000.
Well, some good options there. Those coming soons, once again, you'll have to reach our office to schedule and find out about those ahead of time. But you can go to our website to view all the others, TylerHouseHunters.com, LongviewHouseHunters.com. We have a lot of great tools there where you can save a property search, get instant alerts. Well, you can get alerted as frequently as you want, but you can find out about new properties to your email within 15 minutes. You don't have to rely on an agent to tell you about a property. You can get that instantly. You can set up multiple searches. So we have people all the time that they're looking for a house or they might be looking for land to build, and they set up three or four different searches for themselves.
And we're here to help with your real estate purchase, not just run out and show you a house, but actually help you with your needs, what you're looking for in a home. Because a lot of times you might think a house looks great online and you go look at it and go, that's not exactly what we wanted. So we're here to help you find what you want, to listen to you. What are your needs? What are the activities you do that you want to be close to? Maybe your kids' activities or certain schools your kids go to. So we can help you set up those searches for you and find a property that's within your parameters of where you're looking and the price range that you're looking. Also, Jason with Azalea Mortgage is willing to do free pre-approvals and consultations with you as well. So you can sit down and have a plan of what type mortgage that you will be getting and how you can improve your credit score and have a plan. We work great as a team, and we're here to help. And if that's not what you need to do right now, we do have Crosspoint Management Group to find you a lease home, and then we can find you a house in the future. So thank you so much for listening to the Tyler House Hunter Show. We are the Burks team of RE/MAX professionals, today hosted by Ben Burks and Rebecca Burks. We'll be back next week.
Glenn Beck, join me Monday morning 8 till 11 on your only local news radio, 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB and KTBB.com.